Greetings, toy fans. It is the Toy of the Week podcast from Entertainment Earth. I'm Adam Paulus. You know these things because you've probably listened to this before a million times. But I'm here this week to tell you about a lot of exciting new toys. There are actually too many, I would say. It's a wealth of riches in spring 2017 if you collect stuff, because Funko has Stranger Things and Twin Peaks. Hasbro has new Transformers left and right. There are not many Star Wars figures, but there are some. And I have to decide what I want to talk about, because there's just so much. So this week we're going to talk about Transformers Generations Deluxe Titans Return figures Wave 4. These are, if you're familiar with the deluxe figures, they are about 5-6 inches tall. They have little robot heads that pop off the neck, and they turn into smaller robots that are about 1.5 inches tall. And I'm extraordinarily fond of these. I hope you are too, because we're going to talk about them for the next couple of minutes. So, pulling it up now, you can go to our website if you want to get these. Just type in Titans Return Deluxe, and you'll see what waves we have available. There are 5 characters in the wave, so if you order a case, you get 2 each of the 3 Autobots, and 1 each of the 2 Decepticons, because clearly there's some sort of prejudice that Hasbro against Decepticons. 2 figures are basically existing toys with new heads and new colors. 3 are new toys. Croc is based on the Action Master from the late Generation 1 line. Action Masters were originally Transformers that did not transform. That was the gimmick. And he's basically the exact same colors. He has like a toxic yellow for parts of his alligator claws, thighs, and weapons and head. It's a black and purple plastic for the rest of it. The head looks just like it does in the More Than Meets the Eye comics and the original toy. He has a trading card, a gun, and his tail becomes sort of a not quite a sword weapon blaster thing. You can pretend it's a weapon, but it's obviously just a chunk of tail. It's cool. The back of the figure opens up in the alligator mode, and you can have a little tiny robot pilot him like a mech. And as a robot, he's just like Skull Smasher if you bought Skull Smasher last year, and I really hope you did because that was a great figure. I almost prefer this deco just because it's so weird. It's not super duper blacklight friendly with the clear yellow parts, but the other ones look pretty okay. We also have Quake, who you don't remember from Transformers. It's another late 1980s toy. Quake is basically a remolded version of a Hardhead. This one is in sort of a maroon, gray, and blue color with a new robot face that has some yellow on the face, and the helmet is basically gray. Color scheme looks a lot like the original toy and the character in the BotCon comics. You have no preconceptions of what this figure should look like, so you're going to look at it and say, hey, that looks pretty cool. Because it wasn't the cartoons, he really didn't do much in the comics, he's just here. But it's a good toy and it's fun. You can have a robot pilot his tank mode. There's also a gun cannon that opens up, and it's kind of like a sidecar. You can put 2 more miniature Titan Master robots in that. He's nicely articulated, lots of good detail, tons of paint. They really slathered this guy good. So when you get him, you'll go, oh yeah, I got my money's worth on this one. Sergeant Cup is a new version of Cup, the Autobot, I guess, drill sergeant from the comics and movies. Well, not the movie, Transformers the movie in 1986, and the cartoon season 3 and 4, and he appeared on some of the Japanese cartoons. The toy is decorated mostly to look kind of like the original toy and comic appearances. So he has a gray helmet instead of a teal helmet that matches his body. There's a lot of gray on him. He has 2 guns that plug into the back of his truck mode. His robot figure can pilot his truck mode. He can also be a head. It looks like Cup, but it doesn't look like the Cup you remember from the cartoons. The truck mode looks sort of like an, if it's even possible, more 1980s version than the actual 1980s version. It reminds me a lot of Legions of Power, and it's a little bit wider, and it's got a big clear window, and it's a lot of fun. He has a painted wheel, which you don't see very much, and roomy seating area for one. The guns can merge together and form a backpack for Cup in robot mode, and the amazing thing about him is most of the truck kibble folds into the chest and legs quite nicely. Usually there's some element of backpack, but everything kind of folds together and collapses on itself in this really clever way. That it's quite impressive. It's kind of a skinny robot, all things considered. Perceptor is back, too. Cup last had a toy in 2011, so did Cup. The Perceptor toy from 2011 had really cool chrome dials on his forearms. He turned into a half-track vehicle. But the transformation was unpleasant, and he tended to not stay together too well when you played with him. So I bought one, and it looked cool. The colors were nice and everything, but it stayed on the shelf since I got it. I just never really had the urge to ever transform it in 6 years. I don't think I ever will again. This one, on the other hand, is a lot of fun, and I've been transforming him back and forth all the time. He has a robot mode, a microscope mode that works, and a suppressed tank mode. The original Generation 1 toy had a tank mode, too, and if you pick up Perceptor, you'll go like, hey, he's got tank treads. And he transformed almost exactly like the original toy. If you look at the original instruction booklet for Perceptor from the 1980s, you'll find scans on the internet. You can see his tank mode, and this new Perceptor for Titan's Return can mimic that mode pretty much exactly. He has a sniper rifle that can seat one Titan Master figure. The microscope mode has a tray that can put a figure in there, kind of like a med bay. I think it's kind of forced. I'm not a big fan of it. But the coolest thing is there's a dial on the microscope that you can move, and it kind of goes in and out over the microscope's tray. And you can actually look through it, and it enlarges whatever you put in there. It's not as cool as a real microscope, but it's not a real microscope. It's a toy. It turns into a robot. So the fact that this works is astonishing. When's the last time you got a transformer that was a piece of roleplay equipment that actually performed the function? Soundwave hasn't played a cassette in America, I think, ever. Neither is Blaster. The little fake phones that we're getting for the Titans Return, Soundwave and Blaster, aren't actual phones. The MyPad Soundwave from Comic-Con last year was not an actual MyPad. So seeing something that can actually zoom in on something and show you small details close-up is amazing. Articulation's good. Gun fits in his hand just fine. You can take the scope off of Perceptor's back if you want. He'll look great in your Wreckers or More Than Meets the Eye shelf. It's modeled mostly after All Hail Megatron, but he doesn't have the little scope piece over his eye, so if that bothers you, you'll have to get a custom one, which I believe you can get on Shapeways from the recently renamed Prize Inside. Don't quote me on that. I think he made this one. But he does a lot of good work if you like to customize things. Rounding out the set is the figure I like the most and would never have guessed, Topspin. Topspin and Twin Twist were originally Transformers jump starters. They're famous for being really simple toys that have a one-step conversion and basically transform automatically. They flip up and boom, they're a robot. They got big feet and a chrome gun, and they're famous for being the figure you find at a garage sale or antique show that no one wants to buy. But the new ones are bigger and bulkier, super articulated, quite involved, and have seating for one. I am having a blast with these. It's a little convoluted getting the legs in place just right in either mode, but it looks a lot like the original jet mode of Topspin. He's got silver guns, kind of like a forklift mandible thing on the front. It's like a weird starfighter. I don't know what inspired it originally. I'd be really curious to find out what the Japanese designers had in mind back in the 80s, but it's cool, it's fun, the colors are right, and it looks kind of like a combination between his comic appearance and the original toy. As far as I know, it's not coming out in Japan yet, and the same is true for Perceptor and Quake. Ankh-Roc, there's a version of Cup coming out over there with a different Target Master gun, which I have to admit is pretty tempting because I like Target Masters a lot, but I'm also really cheap, so I'm really happy with the American one. All of these toys are available for pre-order right now. If you order the case from us, we will offer free shipping in the United States. I should also note that we are not currently in stock. Our first shipment has come and gone. The same is true with Sky Shadow and Broadside. I can talk about Broadside in the future episode. It's pretty cool. But I would, if I were you and short on money, get Deluxe Wave 4 first, because Croc and Quake are probably going to come and go pretty fast. You probably don't have a Topspin unless you have the original Generation 1 toy, or the Botshots from a couple years ago. Or I guess technically Dark of the Moon, but it's not the same toy. Neither is the Botshots. Perceptor is really cool. It's a much-needed upgrade of the 2011 toy. I just didn't enjoy it. This one's really fantastic. And Cup, I would say, is a lateral move. The 2011 Generations toy looked a lot more like the Cup you remember in your head in robot mode, but the truck mode is a realistic Earth truck and looks nothing like you remember from the movies. This Cup has a much better truck mode, but the robot mode is more like the comics or some of the key character art you may have seen over the years. It really doesn't look like he does in the cartoon, and that's how most people remember him, or the modern comic books, too. So it's a little different. I recommend the entire wave. I have no reason to tell you not to buy it. It's really cool. We also put up a set for Wave 3 of Titan's Return. If you want to get Getaway / Breakaway, Hot Rod, Twinferno, and Trigger Happy. I'm doing this off the top of my head. I don't have them in front of me, so you have to. It's not easy to remember all the waves, but you know that. And you know that Entertainment Earth has a mint condition guarantee, and we ship items for free over certain price points, including certain pre-orders. And if your in-stock order of $79 or more is available in stock today, we'll ship that for free too. So go ahead and order yours. Check us out at entertainmentearth.com. Thanks for listening. I'll be off next week, but I'll be back in 2 weeks because I'll be on assignment for Entertainment Earth. Go to entertainmentearth.com for more details on this and other exciting Transformers toys, including the just added Transformers The Last Knight product line for the new movie. See you next time.